Falcons fans, how you doing? And welcome back to What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's. Every week, we bring you a particular Falcon player, and we talk no X's and O's. We talk all off the field. And this week, we have Mr. Corey Peters, Mr. Kentucky himself. CP, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. We're just getting back to work and trying to get better.
I hear you, man. Now, we ain't going to talk nothing on the field. We're going to talk all off the field. And we want to get to know Corey Peters. Now, I told you before you walked in, we were going to talk about Kentucky. So tell us how Kentucky's doing this year. Obviously, they had a big game versus Florida, but how you think your Wildcats going to do this year?
I think they're looking better. I think Coach Stoops got them moving in the right direction. And I'm excited about the South Carolina game this week, and hopefully we can make some noise. We're playing at home. We usually play better at home. So hopefully we can get that win, and I think that'll be what we need to kind of push us forward in the SEC.
Okay. Dogs come along pretty soon to whoop that butt, but we'll
move
on.
I doubt that, but all right.
All right. Now, Corey, what's a passion of yours? What do you like to do away from Falcon Parkway that makes you happy?
Well,
what makes CP happy?
I like video games, but it just depends on the day because, you know, they take up a lot of time.
No doubt.
If I only got a small window, I don't go to that right away. But one of my kind of guilty habits is I love reality TV. Oh. And I've been trying to stop watching it because most of it's trash. But
I asked Matt Bryant last week, did he ever watch Atlanta Housewives? He was like, I'm with you, man. If you could have superpowers or be any cartoon character, superpower cartoon character, who would it be? Or what would it be?
My superpower, I would be able to be invisible. If that would.
And I think you don't want to be seen?
No, I think that would be good. Because you could be where you want to be. And,
right.
You know, and imagine how good you would be as a football player.
If you was invisible, right?
You know, we on the quarterback.
You get sacks like all day, huh?
Right. You know, we getting 3 or 4 a game easily.
Favorite cartoon character?
When I was younger, I used to watch Hey Arnold. I don't know if that's a big cartoon, but it was big to me, and we always tuned in for it. And me and my brother really loved that show.
Awesome. Okay, so we're gonna end with these kind of two common sense, kind of knowledgeable questions. We've asked a couple guys this. See, you're smiling already because you look like you're nervous right now. You ready?
When you say common sense, so
all right. If a plane crashes between Georgia and Florida, where do they bury the survivors?
You don't bury survivors.
Ooh, he's one for one. Right, okay. Next one. What's heavier, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone?
They're the same. It's a pound.
Oh,
a pound.
He 2 for 2. We got to give him one more.
Okay.
We got to give him one more. Okay. If your mom had 4 kids and their name was North, South, and East, what's the 4th kid's name?
North, South, and East.
Your mom.
It's my mom.
It's
okay,
your mom.
So I would be the 4th kid.
CP, he is right on point.
We'll
3 for 3. We haven't got a guy to go 3 for 3 yet. So CP is setting the bar high. We want to thank Corey for coming and opening up a little bit to us today on What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's. Come back next week. We'll have a different Falcon player to learn more about them. So thanks for joining us and see you next week.